From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kiana Fernandez. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied two appeals on behalf of Missouri inmate Brian Dorsey, clearing the way for his scheduled execution this evening. Dorsey killed his cousin and her husband inside their Missouri home 2 days before Christmas in 2006. He is set to receive a lethal dose of the sedative pentobarbital at 6 p.m. at the state prison in Bon Terre. Dorsey's lawyers had unsuccessfully argued that their client has been rehabilitated in prison and that his public defenders had a conflict of interest because they were paid a flat fee to represent him at trial. Separate crime bills have passed both chambers of the Missouri legislature. The Missouri News Network's Alex Cox has more.
Both bills cover a broad range of crime-related topics, from Blair's Law, which outlaws celebratory gunfire, to modifying how juveniles are tried as adults. As the two bills move between the chambers, one major difference is how they are handling Governor Mike Parson's veto of a similar bill last year. The governor took issue with provisions in last year's bill relating to the expungement of criminal records and restitution for people exonerated based on DNA evidence. Representative Lane Roberts, a Republican from Joplin and the sponsor of the House bill, says he removed those provisions.
They were not part of my original provisions anyway. They were amendments put on over in the Senate.
The Senate version modifies the expungement provision by removing the parts the governor took issue with. If either bill is passed without changes by the other chamber, it will go to the governor's desk. I'm Alex Cox, Missouri News Network.
Another Missouri man has been sentenced for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Here's KCUR's Sam Zeff.
Eric Harrower pleaded guilty to one count of parading or picketing in the Capitol. The U.S. attorney in Washington says Harrower, who lived in St. Louis on January 6th, but has since moved to Colorado, will serve 1 year probation and 10 days in jail. The jail time could be served on just weekends. The government asked for 3 years probation and 2 weeks jail time, writing that he hasn't shown remorse and, quote, fueled the manpower of the mob after he entered the Capitol. In his memo to the court, Harrower said he is overwhelmingly disappointed in himself for his actions on January 6th. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.
Across the country, book bans and attempted bans have soared to the highest levels in decades. Libraries have been inundated with complaints from community members and conservative activists. Missouri is one of the states where lawmakers are punishing the distribution of books some regard as inappropriate. A PEN America list shows 300 titles were removed from school libraries across 11 Missouri districts after a 2022 state law banned, quote, sexually explicit material. Violations are punishable by up to a year in jail or a $2,000 fine. Last year, the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri and library groups challenged the law, but it remains in effect pending a motion for the state to intervene. I'm Kiana Fernandez, KBIA News, Columbia.